You are listening to An Apparent Connection, positive parenting when the passion is over. Now here's your host, Janaea Lynn.
Let me take a moment to introduce myself. I am a 30-something-year-old mother of three. I have a 12-year-old son and a 10-year-old boy and girl twins. My 12-year-old lives with his father and the twins are with me. Today, we have a positive and supportive parenting relationship, but it didn't start out that way. 8 years ago, my marriage of 5 years officially ended. We had many issues that neither one of us was willing to take responsibility for. Take two divorced parents with communication issues, require them to coordinate the physical, mental, and educational well-being of three children, and what do you get? Chaos. It's not a surprise that co-parenting is so difficult. It typically follows a tumultuous breakup between individuals whose resentments from the relationship are still alive and well. One of our biggest issues was communication. We just were not good at it. I'm an emotionally centered person and he is a thought-centered person. I saw the world through my emotions and he had no interest in bringing his to the surface. He functioned according to what made sense to him logically, and that was something that at the time I was unable to understand. I knew that to raise healthy children, a change had to be made. Of course, I started out thinking it should be him. However, the only way to create real change is to start with yourself, so I knew that I had to start with me. Where did I start? With communication, of course. Communication is the lifeblood of any relationship, parenting or otherwise. One of the issues I had to fix was how I talked to him when I needed something. Emotional people tend to draw out what they say, whereas logical people prefer short, straightforward messages. I had to learn how to be brief. It was difficult, because to me, everything I had to say was important. He wanted me to get to the point, and I was offended that he would speak to me that way. What I learned was, when I spoke the way that he needed to hear it, I got what I needed more often. I went from arguing on the phone with him to confidently calling, saying what I needed, and negotiating solutions. If he didn't have what I needed, he was more likely to help me figure out how to get it this way. That was just one of the many lessons that I have learned and will share with you from my journey. Another lesson I learned was the importance of leveraging the experience of friends who had already been through what I was going through and were handling it well. The friend that I had at the time is now my best friend, and his advice has been invaluable. I may only take about 90% of the advice he gives, but having his ear means that I'm not alone in this. If you have a friend who listens to you, calls you on your bullshit, and doesn't take every possible opportunity to insult your co-parent, then hold on to that person. They are definitely worth their weight in gold. So, why am I doing this podcast? I'm kind of tired of hearing the negative tone with which co-parenting is discussed. People talking about which parent is more important is probably the worst of all. Children need both parents, and I don't mean under the same roof. Presence is not about geography. A child knows when their parents are there for them. You have the potential to help your child feel happy and secure, even if you're not living under the same roof, and that is exactly what I am here to share with you. Additionally, the statistics prove that families change. Marriages are not 100% guaranteed to stay intact. It's time to face the reality and do the best with what we have. My ex-husband and I will never be together again. But the partnership that we have now is way more valuable to me than any unhappy marriage ever could be. Families don't break, they just evolve. So make sure that you tune into episode 2. I will introduce you to my positive co-parenting framework.
Thank you for tuning in. Please review, subscribe, and share. Also, contact us with your stories
at thechangingfam.com.
We would love to hear from you.